what would be the asking price for Matthew Stafford? This is kind of interesting. This comes from Peter King, who I think we all understand is pretty well connected. He talked about the top seven candidates for Matthew Stafford. Here's what jumps out at me when he starts talking about the compensation. Okay, he talks about the Colts compensation, 21st overall pick in the draft. Talks about the Patriots compensation, 15th overall pick. Talks about the Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo and a 2022 second round pick. Washington, 19th overall pick. Steelers, 24th overall pick. Saints, 28th pick. Notice he's not talking about high picks here. Right. So he talks about the Broncos. Here's what he says. He's got the Broncos as one of seven teams in the mix for Stafford. Doubt new GM George Payton, who has watched Stafford closely for 12 years while in Minnesota, would be sold on Drew Lock. Competition needed. Compensation? 2 second-round picks, including the 39th overall this year, or Lock plus this year's second rounder. Nate, when the idea of trading for Stafford first popped up this weekend, we were asked to all of us as hosts to weigh in on what we'd be willing to give up. And my first thought was, look, in a perfect world, I'd be able to trade back in the first round, accumulate some capital, and then be in a position where I'd have to trade about like the 19th overall pick. I don't want to necessarily give up the 9th pick for him. But push comes to shove, I'd probably do it. But what you're hearing here from Peter King is, at least his opinion, and I'm sure it's at least somewhat informed, is that you would be overpaying if you gave up a top 10 pick, that you shouldn't have to give up a 10th pick, top 10 pick. Dude, if you're telling me I can get Matthew Stafford for 2 second-round picks, done.